November 10th, William Dabo Sweeney.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Since 2009, Dabo has coached Clemson University's Fighting Tigers, the same school John Heisman coached in 1900. And Sweeney is the first coach in program history to lead Clemson to multiple national championships. In 2018, the Tigers became the first major college football team since the Penn Quakers in 1897 to finish a season 15-0. Twice, Dabo has been ACC Coach of the Year. He won the Woody Hayes Award, National Coach of the Year, and a week later, he won the Paul Bear Bryant Award. Dabo is the first three-time winner in that award's history. Today's story is a look at how he got started.
Don't ignore the little things. You never know when they may play a big role. Dabo was a college kid with a big dream. He wanted to play college football for Alabama. Only two guys made it through tryouts, but Dabo was one of them. His dream was about to arrive. When preseason camp started, Dabo was all in. But when he went to get his class schedule, his Pell Grant and student loans were late and unavailable. He wouldn't be allowed to enroll or play football unless he paid $550 by the next day. And worse, he already owed his landlord $400 in back rent. Dabo felt devastated. And with no money, he turned to his mother for help. She applied for a loan, but was rejected. Since his family couldn't help him, Dabo turned to the only one left that he could. He turned to God. He got on his knees and prayed for God to help him. But deep down inside, he expected that things would not change. And he came up with a plan that seemed like his only alternative. He would have to go back home and work to save enough money, but that would mean his chance to play football could be gone. If he couldn't go through camp, his spot on the team might be taken by somebody else. Wondering how things were going to be fixed, he walked back to his apartment, and when he got in, he checked the mail. In the stack were plenty of pizza coupons, but then, hidden between them, an unusual envelope from Discover. Dabo opened it. Two blank checks. What was this? Was it a scam, he wondered. He decided to call the company and find out. On the phone, the woman on the other end explained that the checks were connected to a credit card he'd been given through a student program. But Dabo hadn't received a credit card. After checking, the woman informed him that the card had been mailed to the wrong address and then sent back to Discover. But he didn't have to worry. It wasn't used at all and had all the credit still intact. "What's my credit limit?" he asked her. "It's $1,000," she said. Dabo felt numb for a second. $550 tuition plus $400 for rent, with some left over. In tears, Dabo called his mother and told her what had happened. Then he got on his knees and he thanked God for providing the money. He ran over to Coleman Coliseum to pay his tuition and used the other check to pay his rent. After a few weeks, his grant and loan came through as well, and he quickly paid off the credit card debt, budgeting his money so this would never happen again. In the end, Dabo went on to play football, which eventually led to a career in coaching. He made a positive difference, not only in his players' lives, but in the lives of his fans and followers too. "That was a specific prayer God answered," Dabo said. He realized that the routine tasks we do on a daily basis, those habits that we form, are important too. God can use them all. Psalm 18:28 says, "You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." Think about some little things in your life. How is God using them in a big way? Don't ignore the little things. You never know when they may play a big role.
Hello, men. My name is Jason Webb. I'm the founder of the Profitable Christian Business Owner Community on Facebook. Today is November 10th. We're talking about William Dabo Swinney, head football coach at Clemson University, won a couple national championships, a lot of awards, as you heard in the story today. I myself played college football. Dabo's always been an inspiration to me and about how he goes about his life, his business, his coaching, his football, everything. Something that I've dived into a lot and learned a lot about Dabo. He's an incredible man. He's got to speak into many, many men's lives, many people's lives, millions of them. He's had that platform that God has gave him to do that on. All of that almost got derailed, as you heard in the story today. He almost had to give up on his dreams and hopes and the life that God had planned for him. You know, when you think about what he did in terms of turning to his mom and trying to figure out ways to do it on his own, how many times do we do that? We think about how we can do it, what we can do to correct a situation. How often do we turn to prayer first? We always need to turn to prayer first. It's scripturally based. You know, he finally turned to God. He fell on his knees and he prayed. He didn't necessarily know that those prayers were going to get answered right away, right? So he still had a plan that he was going to go back and work and just give up on his dream. He's going to go back and live that life. When he got back, an unexpected occurrence happened. His prayers were answered. God had answered them. He gave an opportunity to do that. God knew what his life had planned for him. Without him trusting into the Lord and leaning into him, he wouldn't be where he's at today. How many times has that happened to us again, right? Those little things. And so he finally gave in to him, and we need to lean into the Lord and really give everything up to him, pray about it all. You know, after he did that, it set his path forward for life and leading that towards God and leading men towards God. He got those opportunities. So today in the challenge that I ask that you think about the little things that you have going on in your life. See if you're giving those to the Lord or if the Lord is present at any of that stuff, because he needs to be. And if he's not, you need to give that up to him and you need to let him lead you in those little things, even the little things. The Lord can work in all things. It's an incredible thing that he can do in answering those prayers. And the biggest thing is we need to pray about everything, because without the Lord, we don't have anything. So you guys, God bless. I hope you enjoy the story today.